I'm getting an abortion.
Turkey sandwich.
So what we're talking about? We're talking about shit.
Maybe you're talking about shit. I'm talking about duty.
What's going on? It's not Saturday.
It's not?
Nope. It's Monday.
Oh, I hate Mondays. Are you trying to tell me it's just another Manic Monday?
What is that? The name of this one? Yeah, I guess so.
You mean it's not a Sunday? Which is my fun day? Fun day. Who has fun on Sundays?
Football players? Priests.
They do have fun on Sundays.
That's when they molest those boys. Oh!
High five.
Controversial.
I'm going to give a little shout out here to Amber.
Who?
Amber. She does a podcast. It's called Mom.
You're ruining our fort.
Along with, we got a voicemail from Amber's partner there.
He has a partner? Partner in crime?
In crime. Well,
why don't we play it? Are we playing this voicemail today?
Right here?
We're going to play it right now.
Okay.
Ready? I'm playing it. Wait, are you ready?
Ready.
Hi, Ben and Joe. This is Larkin from Mom, You're Ruining Our Fort. I just listened to your, which is Amber's podcast, by the way. I just listened to your podcast. I just wanted to say that the name Mom, You're Ruining Our Fort is actually an Arrested Development reference, because that's cool. And also, I really like your idea of going to the internet, because you could do anything in the internet. But, like, so you could go and be like, hi, I want to learn about the Hundred Years' War. And then you would be there, and you could be a character and wear armor, and it would be really awesome. Or, you know, speaking of wars, you could go to a really cool futuristic vampire war. That's what, yeah, exactly. And you could be I guess you wouldn't want to be a princess, but you could be in the vampire war. But yeah, so that was a good idea. That was brilliant. So here's Amber. Hey guys, thanks for the SO, the shout out. Yeah, that was awesome. So you guys have a good one. We just listened to the podcast and it was a hit. Everybody is all a buzz. So yeah, you guys have a good one. Dope cheers.
Well, you heard it here first from Amber. Our last show was a hit.
It was.
And if you don't believe Amber, I don't know who you can believe.
You could probably believe no one.
That's right. So
Amber's the final word on everything.
Wow. See, in all these years, I thought it was, you know, your mom.
Nope.
It's really Amber.
It's Amber.
Let's give another SO to Amber.
SO.
Yeah, shout out. It doesn't mean sell out. It means shout out.
Okay.
Amber and Larkin.
Larkin.
Larkin is a cool name. It sounds like an X-Men.
You know what it sounds like? It sounds like something like Larkin.
Yeah, or an X-Men. Speaking of X-Men, are you going to see that movie?
Nope.
Why not? I heard you are.
Who'd you hear that from?
From me. You're taking me for my birthday.
When's your birthday?
Thanks, Ben. May 27th. Please send me an email.
What?
Please send me an email or leave me a voicemail at 718.
No.
718.
304.
304. 7853.
Oh, boy. He got it.
Yes.
Nice.
Please leave me a voicemail or an email telling me happy birthday. It'll make me feel neato.
Super neato.
What? I stole one of your words.
That's not my word.
I think you invented that.
Why do we still have these headphones in?
Because we love each other.
Okay.
I'm taking my headphone out.
Yeah, me too.
Headphones out!
Is that like Seacrest out?
Yeah. So anyway, X-Men, okay. You're not going to see that?
What is it? X-Men 4, they're up to 4th one, right?
3.
Oh.
You missed the whole 3rd one thinking there's a 4th one?
It was the 3rd one.
You're stupid.
I thought, oh wait, there is a 3rd one. It's coming out.
Yeah.
I'm getting extremely close to this mic.
Sorry. This is a special show, right?
Yeah, because it's on Monday and not on Saturday.
That's crazy. So are we going to have any call-ins, you think?
We're going straight to the internet.
What?
Yeah. I was thinking, because you mentioned that Vampire War, and I was researching it. I was researching it before on the internet.
Can I come?
You weren't here. There's lots of princesses in there.
Can I be a princess?
No, you can't.
What?
You gotta be Blade. You called Blade.
Bullshit.
Fine. You could be a princess. Yes. I'll be the queen princess.
Oh,
the higher princess.
You're always the queen princess when we play Vampire Wars.
So, are you ready?
I'm ready to go on to the internet.
You're ready. You gotta get ready.
Wait, let me
get you my... sure you're ready?
I want to put my pants back on.
Okay, put them on. You ready for the princess time?
Wait, here we go.
Ready?
Internet.
Oh, wow.
We're on the internet.
Oh, man, back in the internet. This place is crazy.
I love this internet.
All right, let's try to find these right. Vampires.
Well, you know, it's a vampire war.
Hey, hello! Hey, Internet Joe! Joe, bite him off! Bite him off! Oh, shit, he's lost.
Those internet demons got him. They got me once. They got me once, but never again. I have a special internet demon shield. I use. I guess I didn't give it to Joe. Should have gave it to him.
Inconceivable!
Hey! I know you. You're from that movie.
Yeah, I'm Wallace Shawn.
Hey, I know that guy.
Then you have to go find your friend Joe.
I do?
You go to the vampire castle.
I was just going to leave.
Oh. Go to the vampire castle anyway.
Okay.
Inconceivable!
See you later.
Bye.
Okay. Well, as long as I got my princess garb on, I'm fine. And my shield, my internet demon shield.
Are you the queen princess?
Oh, it's a vampire!
Yes, I am a vampire.
Yeah, I am the queen princess.
I'm going to bite you.
No!
That's what vampires do in Vampire Wars, they bite people.
No.
Would you like some cereal? It's chocolatey.
Yeah. I'll take some.
So,
I gotta find my friend Joe.
But we're going to bite him.
No!
Wait, are you the queen princess?
Yes.
Or a regular princess?
Queen. Princess. But what, yeah, I got powers.
Do you have an internet shield?
I do.
Shit. He's got us there. Okay, let him go!
where can I find my friend Joe?
You have to go to, Oh, there he is!
Hey!
Hey,
Joe!
By the way, vampires! Woo! You know what it's like when you get caught by internet demons?
I was caught once.
Look at my back, you see these scars?
Oh, geez, they didn't do that to me.
I must have said something like, your mother smells like a whore bag.
A whore bag?
Yeah, it's like a bag you throw at horse. Out of my way, horse. You throw bags at them. What a shitty bit this is.
Sure is. Let's get out of the
air. Alright, let's get out of here. Wait, I learned some tricks while I was caught by the
you
internet.
You did?
Watch this. I'm gonna fly out of the internet.
Wow.
Wait, and sound effects.
I'll add those sound effects in. Are we leaving? Or are you left?
I'm. Alright, let's go.
Alright, bye.
Bye-bye.
Outer nut.
Did that crazy guy just say outer nut?
I think he meant to say outer nut, like, wow. Instead of the internet.
He should enunciate.
Do you hear about this movie called Inner Space?
I did hear about this movie, Inner Space.
Martin Short.
I love that movie. Great
Dennis
movie.
Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the sequel coming out?
The sequel?
Yeah, instead of Outer Space, there's a sequel that's called...
You already gave the joke away.
Fuck, fuck, fuck!
Good one. Nice joke. I was going to set it up perfectly.
I fucked it up!
What is it called, Ben? Inner Space 2? The new badge? And you'd be like, no, Joe, it's called Outer Space. You turned into an old Muppet. Actually, I did that.
The new badge? Are you talking about Gremlins?
Did you like that movie, Gremlins 2?
No, I liked the first one.
Me too. I don't like Gremlins 2. It was like the...
That's where they're in the movie theater? Or is that the first one?
I saw that.
No, I mean the part in the movie theater.
Which part? With Hulk Hogan?
Hulk Hogan?
The Hulkster?
He's in that movie?
Yeah, watch it. God, DVD. 99. Walmart. All right. What?
Don't shout at Walmart.
I'm not. I hate them. They hurt people.
Yeah, I heard they hurt people.
They hurt my family. They beat me.
Look, I got a social security number on my hand.
Don't tell me what it is.
Okay, I'm going to read it to you.
Okay.
8.
Uh-huh.
9.
Ooh. That was like one of the first ones. Huh? Yeah. The 89th person to get a social
security. That guy is so old.
Yeah, he's like
he doesn't
million.
He's so old, he's dead.
Whoa! Speaking of movies and dead people.
Outer net.
And the outer net.
Yeah.
Good, practice that. I saw a movie on Saturday night.
What?
I saw Art School Confidential.
I'm going to see that tomorrow.
Oh, good! Yeah, go see it, because it sucks.
Oh, it does?
That was really bad. I hate to say that. I'm not usually a movie basher.
Yeah, it was horrible.
I was angry at it.
What movie does it come close to, like, in... Worst badness-wise.
I'm gonna say it.
Oh, shit.
I'm gonna say
it. No, it can't be. Not that one.
It's almost as...
bad as Be Cool.
No, it can't be that bad.
All right, here's what I think.
Be Cool was horrible. I think that was the worst. That was the worst.
That was the worst movie I ever saw in the theater.
Yep,
definitely. Me too. I fell asleep.
All right, just fighting back, sleeping.
And this movie, I didn't fall asleep. I did check my watch, though. I never check my watch in the movie theater.
Yeah.
And there was one point where it's like, Eric and I didn't want to look at each other because we both knew it wasn't going well.
Yeah.
But we did, and we started laughing. And all right, let me tell you a little movie theater story.
Okay.
Because this is worth telling. First of all, half the theater.
It's over 10 minutes.
Well, I got like 2 more minutes before I have to go.
I mean, our show's over 10 minutes.
I know, it's okay.
Okay.
We're in the theater. Most of the people there are art students. You can tell.
Really?
You can tell.
Yeah.
And that's part of the amusement for me.
Yeah.
We get there. There's like, I don't know, 5 people in the theater.
5?
Counting me and Erica. When we start. When we first get there.
Yeah.
I mean, it ended up being like 20. But.
Okay.
So there's me and Erica are in like the third to last row.
All right.
We have to stay away from people. Mm-hmm. And there's a couple sitting 2 rows ahead of us.
Couple.
Old? About our age. Okay. They're in their 20s.
Mm-hmm.
It's a guy and a girl.
Okay. Art school?
I couldn't tell.
Okay.
They were hip to the movies, though. I knew that.
Okay.
So I'm like, all right, we're far away from them. They're far away from us. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Another couple comes in.
Uh-oh.
A little bit older looking.
Mm.
Not quite. I don't want to say that they had problems, but they just looked.
They were retarded.
They weren't retarded. They just looked odd. Like, they looked like those odd people that used to come into my store.
The retarded people.
Not like retarded. No, I would know if they had something wrong with them.
Okay.
They just looked weird. They were just weird people. Like, loud talkers.
Oh, those people.
Hate those people. They're, like, socially inept.
Mm-hmm.
Guess where they sit?
Right in front of you.
No, well.
Right next to you.
I'd be angrier, but this is a funny story for me. So they sit right smack in front of the other couple.
Wow.
I mean, like, there's nobody in the theater.
Yeah.
There's 5 people. That was 6 and 7.
Son of a bitch.
So the guy in the couple, he's like, ah, he was mad, but he's like, all right, you know what? There's nobody here.
Yeah.
We'll just move over. They move over.
Oh, boy.
Movie starts. The guy's girlfriend, not the first guy, the sitter in front of us, the retards.
Okay.
She goes and gets popcorn. She comes back. You know what she does? She goes, move over. The guy moves a seat over and sits right in front of the guy again. So then I was hysterical. I was laughing.
I would say, where's Ashton? Someone's being punked.
Someone got punked. So the guy just throws his hands up. I was like, ah. So I think they finally got the hint and they moved away.
I would have slapped him.
Should have slapped him.
I would.
And then Eric and I are not tall people.
Mm-hmm.
But would you sit right behind someone?
No.
People sat right behind us.
That's like, weird. That is weird.
So I talked loud and talked about how I was going to scratch my butt the whole time. I said, hey, Eric, if I pick my wedgie the whole time, you think people will sit near it? And I really went in there and got my wedgie out.
Ew.
Just to give it the full effect.
Mm.
Is it Monday?
It's Monday.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No, really, stop the show. It's
okay.
It's quite long. All right, before we stop the show.
Told me to stop it.
I know, but we wanted to say
what's our phone number?
What is our phone number? 718-304-7853.
Call
it. Leave me a birthday message.
What is your birthday?
May 27th.
Did we talk about this on our show? Or
yeah, we did. We did.
Okay.
We did on our show. Gmail us. Call us.
What's our Gmail?
Skype us.
What's our Gmail?
iHeartSnacks.
Yeah.
@gmail.com.
Cool.
iHeartSnacks.blogspot.com.
What's that?
That's our website.
Okay.
BenWantsAKitty@gmail.com.
What?
You want a kitty?
Yeah.
Send them a kitty.
I put my AIM account.
Put my AIM in there, too.
What's your AIM account?
Jedi Rooster.
What?
Yeah. I'm going to change that soon.
Really?
You're going to get Snacker.
Ooh.
Snacker Rooster.
Mine's Give Me a Kitty. I put a little button.
Yeah.
So you just click it and it... I am
awesome. Also, how about this?
Yeah.
I'm going to start mentioning it in this show.
Okay.
We're going to start doing it in a couple shows from now.
Okay.
You want to help us out in the show?
Sure.
You? Want to help us out?
Yeah, me.
Give us an opening. Make your own opening and send it to us.
That's copying Naughty Karate.
It is?
No, it isn't.
It is. No, I'm telling you. I'm affirmative. It is. We want to be number 2.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Help us out.
Yeah, do it.
And if not, we're...
Do it now.
We're going to take our own sound bites and make our own.
Yeah. And if you don't do it, I'll just kill myself.
Oh. Nope, geez.
Bye.
I got pants. I'm walking around and I got pants.
No, I got pants.
I got pants. Nice pants.
Thanks. Pants?
I'm gonna take off my pants.